be here in just 1 minute.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, it's Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
Yes, ma'am?
I have a call from Hawaii. Go ahead, please.
Elvis?
Hello?
Hello, Elvis?
Yes, sir.
This is Tom Moffett in Honolulu.
Oh, hello, Tom. How are you?
Fine. How are you? We'd like to welcome you to Uncle Tom's cabin. We're on the air here in Honolulu.
Oh, I see.
And I hope that we can have a few minutes of your time, Elvis, for all your fans here in Hawaii.
It'll have to be a very few minutes, Tom, because this is a business phone here.
Okay, you're on duty right now, huh?
Yeah, it's about 9 o'clock in the morning here.
Well, what do your duties consist of today, Elvis?
Oh, it's just a normal daily routine of maintenance, you know, vehicles and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Classes, things like that.
Your fans here have been very concerned of the newspaper articles concerning your illness recently.
Well, it was nothing much. I had an abscess tonsil, and I was in the hospital for about 6 days, but it's okay now.
You still have your tonsils?
Oh, yeah, I still got them.
Do you expect to have them removed, Elvis?
I don't think so, not unless it's absolutely necessary.
Uh-huh. Is your father still with you in Germany?
He's back in the States right now. He'll be back in August.
I understand that Lamar and some of your friends are over there with you, are they?
It's only Lamar now, nobody else.
Uh-huh.
Lamar and my grandmother, yeah.
Well, your grandmother's still with you?
Yes, she's still here.
There have been a lot of stories circulated about you being linked romantically with some of the girls in Germany. Is there any particular girl now that you're dating?
No, there's no particular one. I've gone with, you know, two or three different ones, but it's no big thing there, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, what do you do, Elvis, primarily in your spare time?
Well, I don't have too much spare time, but what time I'm off, I usually just stay around home, read mail, try to answer mail, and I usually try to practice, you know, things.
Your fan mail keeping up to its usual capacity?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It keeps us all pretty busy. I have a couple of secretaries, and it keeps everybody pretty busy.
Are you studying anything like music now or drama?
No, I'm not. I don't have any time for that.
Uh-huh. You get much time with your guitar?
Only at night when I'm around home. You know?
Elvis, we've had your new record here in Hawaii for several days now. And you might be interested to know that the side that we like over here is My Wish Came True.
Well, that's good because if I were to have to pick either side, I think I would choose that one too.
Well, was that tune recorded in Germany?
No, I recorded that before I ever came into the Army.
You did? Well, there's a story came out that you were going to have a recording session over there.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, you won't don't plan to record anything while you're in Germany?
Well, that's been kind of left up to the record people and my manager, and I haven't heard anything about it as yet.
What are your plans on your discharge?
Well, I have three movies to make in 1960, and plus a television show, I think.
Will all three of the movies be a musical type, or do you expect to have one?
I got no idea, really. I won't know until I get the script.
Uh-huh. Do you hope to do something, just a straight dramatic role?
I'd like to. I certainly would. I got a lot of work to do, but I'm willing to try, you know.
Well, Elvis, we don't want to keep you away from your duties too much longer for Uncle Sam. It's certainly been a pleasure chatting with you for these few minutes all the way from Germany. It's been a pleasure having you back in Uncle Tom's cabin. And your fans here, we'd just like to tell you, Elvis, are more loyal than ever. I think this is true.
I certainly appreciate that, and I'll do my best to live up to it. I'm looking forward to coming back and everything.
One more note. We've had more requests for this question, I think, for any other Elvis. When you get out of the Army, are you going to keep your crew cut or are you going to let your hair grow long?
Am I going to do what?
Are you going to let your hair grow long?
Oh, well, to a certain extent, yeah.
Uh-huh. I wonder if we might close this off in Uncle Tom's cabin, Elvis, with a message, just a aloha or whatever you would like to say to all your fans in Hawaii.
Well, I'd like to say that I'll never forget the day the ship pulled out. You know, what a good feeling I had. It was a wonderful feeling. I'll never forget it when I lived in Hawaii. And everybody was throwing the leis in the water, you know. and everybody was singing Aloha and all that. It was really a nice feeling. And I certainly hope to come back again someday. I really do.
Thank you, Elvis, very much. And the last time that you were in Uncle Tom's cabin, we closed off our interview with you introducing your favorite song. And at the time, you introduced Don't Be Cruel. I wonder if today you might introduce your favorite ballad that you've released for RCA Victor.
My favorite ballad of mine?
Uh-huh.
Well, wish came true.
Elvis, thanks so much, and aloha from all of us in Hawaii.
Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.